Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir in Mishnayos. We're holding Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches. It says, HaMechalas the Shabbos, one who violates Shabbos is Mechal Shabbos, V'dover shechayav and al zedonah karis v'asher yigos v'chatos. The death penalty is if the way he was Mechal Shabbos is something that he would be chayav on doing it b'mezid, he'd be chayav karis. Meaning to say, if he did it on purpose, but you know, witnesses to it, so there wouldn't be a death penalty rendered, it would be that type of violation that would get him kares in the future, spiritual excision. Or if he would do that action b'shogeg, he would bring a chatos for it. That is the type of action one is chayav skila for doing on Shabbos. Hamnekal avi ve'imo, one who curses his mother and father, eno chayav ad she'kalim b'shogeg. He's not chayav until he curses them with an actual shem Hashem. Kilim b'kinui, but if he cursed them only with a nickname of Hashem, a term that's used to describe him but not his actual name, Reimeir Mechayev, Reimeir says that it's still Chayev. Lacham Potim Mechachamim Pater. So let's see the Rav here, it's not so much. The Rav says, it skips the first part of the Mishnah, so I'll just say something outside from different Mefarshim, that one of the Mechal Shabbos, it says, the only Chayev, if the Chayev Skila, if you do something that gets Zeldon, it's amazing, it's Karis, and it's Shogeg, it's Chatos. So as opposed to what? So the Mefarshim bringing the Gemara talks about what is that Duke to be made as opposed to what? So it could be the mission is going towards Rebbe Akiva, and there's a chiyuv, there's a chil Shabbos that's done if one violates tchumin. It's not a malach on Shabbos, it's not something someone would bring a korban for or a chayiv karis, but one cannot go outside the tchum of Shabbos. Outside of a city, a certain amount of area that one can only travel, independent of any malacha, independent of any erev, nothing to do with that, something called tchum Shabbos. It could also be that there's a shita of Rebbe Yossi that holds that there is one type of malacha on Shabbos. He disagrees with our regular understanding of 39 malachas being equal, in general, in their chiyuvim, he holds that havara malav yotzas. When the Torah says don't light a fire separately, that one is only chayiv alav, actually not chayiv kareis skilo or chatas. So according to him, that would be the exception to this rule. That would be what the rule is coming against. So the Rav can only picks up on the next part. Is a person not chayiv for cursing his parents achi kalim b'shem, but echem in Hashem as hamiyuchadim, one of the unique names of Hashem, one of his actual names. Kilim b'kinui, if you curse with the kinui, which is rachum chanan erchapayim, these are descriptions of Hashem's behavior. He's merciful, graceful, gracious, giving grace, or patient. So on those, you have this machokas here, re'emer is mechayiv, and chum pater. We don't know so what's behind the machokas, not so clear from the Rav at all, but that's what they hold, and some of you would assume, the Rav's not saying, we assume that the halacha is like the chacham. Says Mishnah Tess, habal na'al merasim. Now the case of one who is together with a betrothed maiden, they say. This refers to a Nara, we're going to see exactly. A Nara refers to a girl, a single girl, a certain age. She's not single, but she's of age to be single. And she's Marasa, means she's betrothed to be married, but not fully married. There's two steps to a Jewish marriage. We generally do them both at the wedding ceremony nowadays. But generally there are two halachic steps. One is called Eirusin, which is betrothal. And the next one is called Kiddushin, which is the full part of marriage, second step. So this girl has only done erison. Enu chayiv ad she'etenara basula marasa. One is not chayiv for being carnally with this girl until she is all those things. A nara, a basula means a virgin, and a marasa, having done erison only. Vihi, the base of Ian. The Mishnah even says she still has to be in her father's home. Bo alea shnayin, if two people were with her, two men, harisham b'skila, the first one will get skila v'asheni mechenek, and the second one will only get chenek. So Rav's going to speak out exactly all these details at length. Says the Rav, Ashite Nara. The girl has to be a Nara. Velo Kitana. She can't be what's called the Kitana, a minor girl. Tuchusimibas Yud Beis Shana, which is someone that is younger than 12 years, Vyom Echad in one day. That would still be called the halachic minor. Velo Bulgaris, Shavar Lea Yud Beis Shana Vishisha Chadashim Vyom Echad. And she can't be what's called the Bulgaris, which is a fully mature woman, which has gone now through 12 years, 6 months in a day. So she has to be in that middle period. She's a Nara, called a maiden, a young girl, where she's between 12 years in a day and 12 years, 6 months in a day, just that 6-month period. She has to be Basula Velo Be'ula. She cannot be that she's had relations with a man before. V'yim Nivala Lo Shelo Kedarka, Dayim Basulihi. But the Rav says that if she had relations Shelo Kedarka, Shelo Kedarka refers a woman, a man being with a woman in through the anus, not through the regular place. Adayim Basulihi. She is still called a basula, still called a virgin for halachic purposes, according to this Rav, according to this part of the Mishnah. Even if 10 men would be with her at this point, shelo kedarka, in that way, kulam beskila, they would all still get skila. They were all considered that they were with a basula. Yeah. Mu'arasa. She has to be mu'arasa v'lo nisua. She can't be fully married. She has to be in her father's house. She mutzer ha'av lishluchei abal. If the father had already handed her over to those messengers of the future husband, and that's the way the process would go, after Eris was done, it could be a very long period of time. It could be something like a year until the next step called Kiddushin. And it could be that what would happen, she would remain in her father's home. And then at some point, there would be an entourage to pick her up, take her to the wedding, to the chuppah. So if those messengers of the new husband have already taken her out of her father's house, yeah, haba alea acharkach in a beskil el dechenik. That represents the first step, potentially, of a full marriage. At that point, one who would be with her at that point would not be with skila, rather chenik. Now, the Rav told us that shelo kedarka is not something that makes her not a basula anymore. However, this last phrase of the Mishnah they talk about is a little bit difficult with this Rav. It has to be explained. Because the last phrase in the Mishnah the Rav doesn't talk about says if two men were with her, the first one would be skila and the second one chenik. So that means the second one is already with the regular Ashes Ish. So if it's talking about a regular kedarka, being with the woman in a regular way, there seems to be no chiddush in that phrase, obviously. She's not a basula anymore after the first person, after the first man is with her. So they say that this part of the Mishnah must be that the first one was with her, shelo kedarka, and that's a chiddush, that makes her not a basula anymore. But that would be a contradiction to an earlier part of the Mishnah. So they explain that this must be a different sheet in the Mishnah, must be the sheet of Rebbe. Rebbe disagrees with the first Shita, and he holds that shelo kedarka does indeed make her not a basula anymore. And that's why, at this point in the Mishnah, the second man would only get chenek. He's dealing with a regular Eishes Ish, not a basula. Okay, let's do one more Mishnah here. Mishnah Yud. Hamesis, the hedjot, Hamesis is a hedjot. What does a mesis mean? That's a coercer, one is convincing another to do a avodah zarah. That refers to one individual convincing another individual. Amar lo, he said to him, yesh yira b'makom ploni. There is a yira, which means fear, but it refers to an avodah zarah, in a certain place. Kach ocheles, that god, that deity, so to speak, eats like this. Kach shosa is what it drinks. Kach mitiva, here's the good things it does. Kach miria, here's the bad that it gives out. All of the cases one can be chayav nisa for an aveir in the Torah, we don't ambush him, except for this one. We're going to see exactly, but we set up an ambush for this person, believe it or not. We don't do that with any other sort of aveir. We don't try to entrap a person to repeat an aveir in order to kill that person to base him, but this person we do. And here's how it works. Amar lishnayim, if a person said to two people, they ain't edav, and they are witnesses, we're setting them up. V'yin osa lebeisdin, also. He can say to two people, right? I mean, this is now the regular case. He would say to two people that I want to convince you to do this avodah zarah, they can bring in the base and there is aid them and that's it. And here's the ambush case. Amar le'echad. He said to one person, and one person won't be able to bring him a base and do anything, right? He who omer yeshli chaverim rotzim bekach. So that the setup, this person can in his mind understand, hey, I want to entrap this guy. So you know, I'm going to tell him, I'm going to lie to him, I'm going to fake him out. I'm going to say, hey, I have other friends that want that too. Right? If he's clever and he doesn't want to speak in front of them, he don't want to speak in front of multiple people because maybe they're ambushing him. So you can even ambush people, you can hide Edim behind the wall. Hey, can you tell me what you said to me in private? And then he'll say to him, yeah, I'll say to him, you know what he said. He'll say back to him, the one who's ambushing him, the innocent person. How are we going to leave aside our God in heaven? And then serve idols, serve wood and stone. If that point in the episode he goes back on it, Arizimuta. Good. So you makarved him, right? You made him think twice about what he did. Im Amar, but if he said, that is indeed our obligation. The kach yof alone is going to be good for us. And at that point in the plan, the ones that are standing behind the fence, so the basin, they bring in the basin, they stone him right away. Right? They do the whole process of stoning, but they bring him. So we set him up in that way. Right? Ha'omer evod, the one who says, I will serve avodah zarah. Eilich ve'evod, I will go and serve. Neilich ve'evod, let's go and serve. Azabeach means I will go and shecht a korban to him. Eilich v'azabeach, I will go and I will shech. Neilich v'azabeach, let's go and shech. Aktirs, I will smoke up, I will burn up ketores. Eilich v'aktir, I will go and I will burn ketores. Neilich v'anaktir, let's go and do it. Anasech means I will pour a wine libation. Eilich v'anasech, I will go and pour a wine libation. Neilich v'anasech, let's go and pour a wine libation. Eshtachaveh means I will bow. Elech v'eshtachaveh, I will go and I will bow. Nelech v'eshtachaveh, let's go and let's bow. Right? These are all cases of the Macy's, where he's either saying he's going to do it, or he's saying that we should do it together. Amadiach, one who's called Amadiach, is Zeh ha'omer nelech v'navar avodah zarah. He's the one that said, let's go and let's serve avodah zarah. So we'll see what's the difference. That seems to overlap. We'll have to see exactly what the difference here, perhaps from the Rav. So it says over here in the Rav, Zeh hejot ha'macy's. A macy's is an individual trying to coerce an individual. Dafka hejot shehesis. It's dafka a hejot, a commoner, an individual that did that. Shenavi ha'macy's, it would be an individual, but a navi, misa so b'chenik. He gets a different misa. He's called the navi a sheker, and he gets chenik. Yeah. Okay, he gets chenik. He doesn't get skewed. Ha'macy's es ha'hejot. This individual is not a navi. Has to be that he tries to coerce another individual who is a regular person. Lav dafka. That doesn't actually have to be a regular person. Shlomatzino chiluk bein macy's is a hejot and macy's a navi. That, the victim really could be either one. The victim of the macy's himself has to not be a navi, because that would be a navi a sheker. He has to be a hejot. But the victim could be either way. Elamute macy's is a rabim. What it's coming to exclude is a case where one tries to coerce many people. Kigon madiche ir Yisrael, yeah. My gears is a little bit blurry here. Yeah, one who's made diach a whole city is actually going to get chenek. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Machminin means lashon ma'arav, is a lashon of ambush. Imhay amesis arum. So we said a whole plan. First we said you could avoid the ambush, just, you know, two people hear him say it and that's it, they bring in the base. And the other way to ambush is if he's just one person, you try to say, hey, I got friends that want that. So if he's clever and he won't speak, I can't speak in front of your friends about this, and they hear us basting, because maybe basting will catch me. So then you say to him, let's go talk about this later in some public place, and you station Aiden there. So you say to him, tell me now in public what you said to me, but Yichud. Kolomar, any Shimon, nobody's here now, you say to this guy, Yachol, Atalomar, now you could say, Masha Amartali Kvar, what you already told me. So tell me again. Right? And then we said, they grab him, and that's that. The person says, Omar E'avod. One says, I will go serve. The Echon Mikol, Lashonos, Halolo, Havi Mesis, V'chai. Right? The Rav fills in all of these expressions. We said that three types of each. I will serve, I will go and I will serve, let's go and serve, and etc. Haktara and Zvicha. So all those are amesis. But Hamidiach is, Vimadiach es Arabim. Madiach means, in the very essence of the word, that he's convincing multiple people, a large group. So we're saying, if he's a Mediach and he's talking to multiple people, so Rav clarifies this last line in the Mishnah. If he's a Mediach and he's already speaking to multiple people, he doesn't get away with, meaning he's not Chayiv, until he has says it also in Lashon Rabim. He has to say, let's all go and do a Avodah Zarah. Thank you for listening. We'll continue next.